Oh, I love that. I love that.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Feed Me Your Construction Content. I'm Carolyn McMahon.
And I am Joshua McMahon.
Good evening, sir.
Nice little curveball. I like it.
Changing it up.
Speaking of changing it up, we're back after a one-week hiatus due to technical difficulty, so to speak.
It's okay. It happens. We're going to roll.
It does happen. We're going to keep rolling. No problem. Here's the interesting thing. We've talked in the past about you shouldn't do free estimates. And I've had people who listen to the show that say, Joshua, I got a free estimate. And I'm like, good for you. I'm still happy with you because you got a free estimate. I'm just saying that it's not free. Gas is expensive. Time is expensive. If you're going out to do a free estimate for swapping out a water heater, are you not able to give somebody a range? Like, hey, swapping out a water heater is going to cost you X for the material, Y for the labor, and this is kind of a range based on what we might run into. Does that fit your budget? Then I can come out there with a technician and I can do the work on a cost plus basis and get paid because we've already agreed you know what the range is going to be.
Sure.
And if it's going to be outside of that range, we have to discuss it before we start the work. So there is a way to do it and still get what the customer wants, but not drive there and not spend your time.
Okay, so in more heavily involved projects, what do you suggest?
Well, so the biggest thing is going to be talking about custom home building side. Okay, so production builders, hey, we've already got it. When we release a product to market, we know what the price of the house is. We know the materials, the labor. We've got it figured out. The sticks and bricks are already dialed in. We've got a price already established. Even the options, we have a price for the options. But what about the custom home builders? You're building it from scratch. Because when I'm saying custom, I'm not saying, hey, we built this plan on your lot. And we've built this plan 100 different times. I don't think that's custom. I just think that's production, but it's built on your lot.
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm okay with that too. But from a straight custom standpoint, where you're taking someone's vision and you're bringing it to life and you're trying to build their dream home, how in the world could you possibly give them a free estimate? And there are builders who are giving them a free estimate. I know because I've lost some bids to them. And I kind of shake my head a little bit. I'm just thinking, man, you don't have a set of plans. So I'm not sure what they're bidding. I'm not sure how you could say with any confidence that their price is X. What's your price going to be? I'm like, I don't know. What am I pricing? You gave me a piece of paper with a hand-drawn sketch on it. Like, I can't tell you anything about that.
Well, so as a buyer who wants to build a truly custom home from scratch, I mean, what can I expect? You can't just, come up with a price or thin air. So how do you get me to the price if you don't give it to me for free?
Well, this is where I think it's a really good opportunity to change your process. And I think there's some builders, there's probably more builders than we know are doing something similar. But this is what I've come up with. It's a pre-construction planning agreement. And what does that mean, right? It's not just PCP.
With an A.
With an A. PCP-A. This is the next step of PCP.
Right. Okay, let's hit me with it.
So look, the pre-construction planning agreement is simple. It's an opportunity to meet with your builder, meet with your client, talk about their vision. What's their expectations? What are they hoping to accomplish in this process? It's also an opportunity to do some pre-construction items, preparing drawings, well and septic permits, if you have that type of thing in their community, surveys, getting your pricing so you can figure out what the price of the home is going to be, developing your specs. And there could be some other things that you add to that equation. So the beauty of an agreement in this stage is you charge for each one of those items and charge your margin on top of the price of doing business. Now you're making money. You're providing a service. The customer gets to feel you out and really feel comfortable with who you are and what you're doing. But here's the best part. We, the builder, get to feel you out as the customer and feel really good about you. Because what's the number one issue in home building? It's dealing with assholes. Pardon my French, but if you've been building homes for any length of time, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, so, okay, so I'm going to play buyer in this scenario. So I approach you. I want a quote on you to build on my land, but you're proposing I pay you, right, for this PCPA.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so what am I getting for this?
Well, that's what you're getting. You're getting a set of blueprints. You're getting plans that you can take and submit for permit. And again, this is just my take on it. So you can change it, you can add, you can delete, whatever you see fit. You need a set of plans. No matter who builds your house, you need a set of plans.
Well, I know that some builders don't give you the plans.
Well, that's right.
Are these mine?
So my proposal in the PCPA is that you would get the plans.
Okay, because that's I'm buying them, essentially.
You're absolutely buying them. And not only are you buying them, but you are paying me a margin on top of what you paid for the plans. So my expertise, my build expertise, went into helping them design your home.
Okay.
Because people can design the home, but it's not always a home that you can build. So somebody else might have to redesign it, which means you've got to spend more money and more time. So we integrate our building knowledge to the design to make sure the home is designed and ready to be built. That's one step. The health and septic permit, again, if you have that need, you're going to need that. So let's contact the OSC, the on-site soil evaluator. Let's get that paperwork. Let's have everything done, and you're ready to go. We're going to give you that. Let's have the specifications. Let's get you to help us make all your selections. If you go to your lighting supplier, let's know what vanity lights you're putting in. Let's know what chandelier you're putting in. Let's know what plumbing fixtures you're putting in.
So you're proposing that we do this during that phase?
Absolutely. At least a chunk of it, as much as you can do, but you're still building it out.
Okay, because I mean, it would be impossible, I think, to dial that in at the very infancy of the project, right?
I think so. I think this is a 3-month process. That set of plans is probably going to take you 2 to 3 months to generate. So as they're generating the plans, you're sitting around waiting and you're going to be anxious and you want to get started. So you start guiding them and you start taking them to your suppliers and your other vendors to start picking out some of these items. I know I want 2 bathrooms. I know I want this. I know these things that I want, and they're going to design it because this is my vision. So I can start making those selections with some confidence.
I gotcha. And so you're gonna charge me, but at the same time, you are going to give me something in return. You've got some deliverables that I can take regardless if I use you or not.
That's exactly right. And the last thing that I would suggest is the surveys in there.
Okay, yeah.
So if we do these things, you have to do it no matter what. And what are we doing it for ultimately? One, to build your house, but two, I need all these documents to submit to the county for a building permit. So whether you use me or you use somebody else, you need these documents.
So if you didn't do these things and say we just, you know, we did a quote, right? Without the health department, the buildable plans, you know, permit, well and septic and things. So you actually are getting ahead by doing
that's
this, right? Because otherwise we do this little dance back and forth and back and forth. We're like, okay, we're ready. Here's the contract. Oh, we got to submit for the permit.
Exactly.
We have to do all of these things. And in most states or localities, right, you have, 12 months to build?
Yeah, I think it's probably 12 months.
About 12 months. Okay. Wow, but I guess that range can be really high, too, as far as what the PCPA would cost you, right, depending on your scope?
It's all going to depend on where you want your plans. I mean, depending on what type of building plans you want generated, you could easily spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 to get these building plans.
Wow.
So you could spend that kind of money on your building plans. On top of it, you're going to pay your margin to the builder because the builder is not just sitting by. They have vetted the architect. They know the architect that's going to help you bring your vision to life. So there is value in that.
Well, you have the know-how to put the pieces together, so I should pay you for that.
That's right. And as they're designing it, we're looking at it to see where they could make some changes. Where could they value engineer, if you will, and just make sure that we're living up to the minimum standards that we all set.
All right.
So you're getting all these things. And in this process, this is a 3-month dating cycle. Wouldn't you like it if you could date your builder before you had to make a commitment to your builder? I mean, there's plenty of customers and consumers out there that would have loved the opportunity to have really gotten to understand who the builder is, what their process is, how they communicate, their expectations, how they deliver before they sign the contract, and they're just frustrated and miserable. And honestly, the builder would have liked that too.
So you don't have to like marry your one night stand?
That's really what I'm getting at. The PCPA allows you to not marry the one night stand and then say, I just got to ride it out 18 more years.
Exactly.
You don't have to do that. And the beauty of what I'm proposing is it's a win-win.
Well, and you know, this is a much bigger scale than just, hey, I need a water heater replaced, or
I agree.
You know, but I think that you could scale it down for your business. Hey, I want to do a remodel on, you know, a kitchen. I want to do a remodel on a bathroom, add a screen porch. I mean, you could certainly do it in that type of manner.
I think you can do it any manner you want. So I'm a home builder. We're home builders.
Yes.
I can't think like a plumber would think on changing out a water heater. It's like I could maybe if I've really tried and worked hard on it, but this side of the business, I don't have to work so hard to come up with these transformative ways to change our business.
Well, right. I mean, if you're just replacing a water heater, you know what your standard labor is. You know what the cost of the materials are. That the things that you were talking about earlier, you know, is it on a third floor?
Right.
Is it in a crawl space? You know, things like that that would, you know, add to it. But just certainly just asking the questions. Asking for pictures.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of the, you know, the no free estimate. My free estimate is just going to give it to you off the cuff. I'm not driving out to your home to look at the site conditions.
No, there's no reason to drive out there. And I talked to a really good remodeling contractor in Richmond who I have a lot of respect for. And I asked him, how are you doing your estimates? He said, I don't go to anybody's house until we've had a Google Meet or a Zoom. I want to know if their budget's realistic. I want to know if the project goals are realistic. If they're not, I'm not wasting my time.
Right. Or at least I think that he could educate the buyer on what is realistic. I had no idea what this stuff cost until I started selling it.
Yep.
And for the longest time, I would almost be apologetic about the price.
Sure.
Right? There's no way I can tell this buyer it's going to be this much with a straight face. And it took me a long time to get comfortable with being uncomfortable and knowing that the price was fair and that it was worth it. And it is a lot of freaking work.
Yeah.
Just recently I did a tile takeoff and I was sweating bullets. I had never given somebody tile pricing this high. And honestly, it wasn't high. It was more me being uncomfortable because I had never, you know, dealt with someone who picked out such really, really expensive finishes. You know, we talked about this and you're like, this is an everyday thing for me, Karen. And I'm just like, I can't. It's like $65,000 worth of tile. And you know, the funny thing is you're like, you know, we do this on the daily. I don't understand. And it's usually much, much higher than that.
65 is low.
So yeah, 65 is low. And it's funny because, you know, you put it out there. My client has said zero about the price. They know what they're getting. And I'm just wondering if I sold it too cheap.
Oh, you mean they were happy with the price?
They didn't say anything about the price.
I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss. I think this is where I'm just at a loss on this part. I mean, we build homes that are 1 million up to 5 million and, you know, $150,000 tile budget is normal.
Gulp.
I mean, I've seen some budgets where I'm like $75,000. That's not going to cover it. It's not enough. You got to get those numbers up.
Well, gosh.
Those are rookie numbers.
I that's just funny because of where you started
in
production, you probably had a $5,000 tile budget.
Oh, if it was that high.
that's after upgrades. But, you know, getting back to the topic about some sort of agreement on the front end and why it makes sense – and being okay with not saying, oh, I'm going to just, oh yeah, I'm going to drive to your house immediately and give you this estimate. And again, you know, we talked about it earlier, about the positives of doing that, right? You start building a relationship, blah, 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 blah. All of those positive things. I get to get in the house. I get to, you know, get the warm and fuzzies. Cause I, you know, hey, I'm a likable person.
Yep.
Right. I could count on one hand people that don't like me.
Yeah, no, that's right. And if you got the gift of gab and you're charismatic, you can get in there and you can sell and you can win them over.
Right. So, hey, if it works for you, great. But if you're looking on a bigger scale on how to scale your business, you know, sometimes doing these small little things is just not going to get you there.
Well, I almost think it's a difference between desperation and scarcity. Is your product worth that little that you're willing to give so much away for free? Or do you only do a certain number of projects a year that you have to limit how much time you waste chasing the wrong leads?
Right.
I want to create the scarcity. I don't want to be the person for everybody. If I did, well, I don't. I can't. I can't compete with Ryan Holmes and Lennar and the big guys. You just can't do it. You're not building and buying on a big enough scale to compete with them. So why would you try to?
Well, you have to, you know, you're given you're different in a way that will appeal to some. Either some don't have the checkbook for it. You know, maybe your process is too long. I don't know how to buy land, so I'm not your client because you know, build on your own lot.
And those are all good things. And this is where the PCPA benefits your business as a custom home builder. It allows you to go through this process of guiding them and helping them. And you might come to the conclusion that I have champagne taste and a Bud Light budget. I can't build this house. I can't get the house I want. This isn't for me. And if a customer goes through that and you would say, oh my God, like they just spent $25,000 to find out they can't afford the house or they can't do this. Well, I think it's a smart investment to do that up front versus getting to a cost plus relationship where a builder says, oh yeah, $550,000, we can do that. End of the day, it's $8-9 million and they can't afford it anymore. Right? $25,000 is nothing when you start looking at the big picture. These are large investments. And keep in mind, what I'm proposing, you get to keep. Those plans don't go out of style. It's not like the plans are here today and they're gone tomorrow. Those are your building plans if you go through this process. Now, the well and septic permit, if you submit it to the health department, it might expire. But the OSC report, for the most part, might still be good. So you're still winning. You're still getting the stuff that you want. And that's what we want to create. So it gives the opportunity to really date, help the client really understand expectations, sets responsibilities for all parties, and allows everybody to make an educated decision at the end of the day versus I'm stuck.
Right.
It's a bad feeling. So it's my way of saying this is what we can do to be better. And I know there's some builders out there doing it because we're part of the Builder 20 group. And I've heard some of the other group members sharing their points of view. And this is my point of view. And if you're a custom home builder and you're listening to this, or you're a subcontractor and you're listening to this, let me know your feedback on this. How could you offer what these people, consumers or builders, are looking for without getting in your car and driving around the state to give it to them?
Love to hear it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Until next time.
See ya.